Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
According to a study from AIB, golf tourism leads to 220,000 people visiting this country every year. Furthermore, golfers spend three times as much on their holiday here than any other type of tourism. This chimes with a separate study from Golf Ireland, which says that the sport adds €717 million in gross value added to the economies on both sides of the Irish border. But with the euro 15% stronger than it was against the dollar, could that lead to problems this year? Mark Kennelly is the chief executive of Golf Ireland. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Joe.
Business is good.
Business is good. Golf is growing. Visitor numbers are very high. And we've lots of big global golf events coming to Ireland in the coming years, including the Open Championship in Royal Portrush in just 2 weeks' time, which will, we hope, further boost both participation and future visitor numbers. Yeah, so golf is in a good space. The big challenge for us in Golf Ireland as the national governing body is to make sure we capitalise on that potential in the coming years.
And I'm lucky enough to be able to be heading up to the Royal Portrush for the Open.
Good for you.
And of course, we've got the Ryder Cup on its way soon as well. The world of golf will be looking at these shores over the next few years. How did you calculate the value added for golf, given the fact that there are so many disparate elements that go into working out the value of anything that contributes to GDP?
Yes, Joe. So we commissioned the research centre at Sheffield Hallam University to carry out the study. They are specialists in economic impact studies of this nature. They've produced similar reports on multiple sports events, and they use a model called the Vilnius Tree Model, which is the acknowledged and accepted methodology for calculating, because as you say, you know, the tentacles of sport and golf in particular reach into, you know, multiple facets of the economy. So there is an established research methodology. The same research team produced a similar report for the GAA about 6 months ago or so, and they did one for the golf industry in Ireland in 2017 based on data from 2014. So it's a tried and tested methodology. I think what it shows is what you've just said, the reach of golf, the indirect impact of golf, which isn't, you know, particularly captured in this report, is immense. And, you know, for example, you know, golf is now supporting 15,000 jobs across the island directly, which is more or less doubling over the 9 year period since the previous report. The GVA has more or less doubled too. So we see
that's the gross value added.
And consumer spending has also increased substantially. So we see this substantial growth, but more importantly, from our point of view, we see really significant potential, because we do a separate piece of research around measuring people's attitudes to golf and what we find. You know, partly because of the big events, but also partly because of the performances of, you know, international global role models like Rory McIlroy and Leona Maguire and Padraig Harrington.
Is golf perceived slightly elitist?
That might have been the case in the past, Joe, but I think that is definitely changing, and we definitely see it in the makeup of our clubs, and when we see the patterns of participation growth, we think that is definitely changing. There's been a big emphasis in our club network around encouraging more women and girls to join golf. That is having an impact.
And are all golf clubs open to women now? Are there any clubs that don't accept women?
A very small number in Northern Ireland, less than a handful, but the vast, vast majority not only welcome women, but women have full and equal access in our golf clubs. And that's something we have been really promoting through the Women in Golf Charter, which is a program we promote through our club network. And that is changing. Things may have been different in the past, but it's definitely changing, and changing for the better.
What about the dollar weakness that I was talking about? Because the euro is a lot more expensive now for American golfers.
It is now. Feedback we have roughly 40 golf clubs in Ireland that are actively marketing to the US market, and the feedback we get from those venues is that for the current year at least, the bookings are very, very strong. So we don't see any fall off there, and the reality is that these golf tours tend to be organized in advance. Typically, the US golf visitor will come for a number of days and play a number of venues. So they tend to do that through packages that include transportation and accommodation. As I said earlier, you know, the Open Championship coming to the island in a couple of weeks, and I hope you enjoy it when you get there, because it is one of the biggest sports events in the world. Again, we'll put, as you said, Irish golf in the shop window, you know, for future bookings. And we, you know, that data.
Unfortunately, time has eluded us, Mark, but thank you very much for making your pitch. That is, excuse the pun, Mark Kennelly there, the Chief Executive of Golf Ireland. That's it for now. Don't forget you can hear all our items on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.